Hi everyone, today's Perek of Brahman is the second chapter of Hilchos Kilayim. In this Perek, the Rambam will discuss in what quantities there is a problem of Kilayim. Halacha Aleph, Zeresh Nis Ari Bo Zera Acher, Im Hayu Echad Me Esrim Ve'Arba, Kigon Sa'a Shal Chitim, Shnis Arba Ve'Esrim Ve'Shalosh Sa'a Shal Sa'orim, Hari Ze Asr Lizra Esam Orav, Ad Shemayit Esa Chitim, O Yosef Al Sa'orim, Ve'im Zara Loka. If seeds have become mixed together before they're planted in the ground, and there was 1/24th of which is a different seed, another 23/24ths are a different seed. For example, if there was 1 sa's worth of wheat seeds mixed with 23 sa's worth of barley seed, so the wheat is 1/24th of the total, in that case, it's forbidden to plant this mixture of seeds until one either decreases the amount of wheat or one adds to the amount of barley. And if one plants it as is, he will receive lashes. Halacha Beis. V'choshu kilayim im hazera mitztaref l'echad mi'esrim v'arba. Anything which counts as kilayim, as seeds planted together, they can join together to create this 1/24th. Ketzad, that I'm going to now illustrate. Esrim v'shalosh sa shel chitim, shenis arev ba shnei kavim tzorin, shnei kavim adashim, shnei kavim polim. If one had 23 sa of wheat grain, and mixed with that was 2 kav of barley, 2 kav of lentils, and 2 kav of beans. In 1 sa, there are 6 kav. So 2 plus 2 plus 2 equals 1 sa. Hare zet lo yizra hakol, achi mait sa shel tarobes, v'yobar mikdatsa, o yosef alachitim. Sheza orem va'adashem va'apol, kulam kilayim imachitim. In this case, it's forbidden to plant them as they are right now, even though each individual mixed species, the barley, the lentils, the beans, don't have enough to make the 1/24th versus the 23 sa of wheat. But since together they combine, it will equal 1/24th. He must first decrease the amount of this 1 sa of mixture or add to the wheat. Halacha Gimel. V'medra v'amurim, v'shenis arvu mine tefua zeh bazeh, o mine kinyos zeh bazeh, o shenis arvu tefua b'kinyos, o kinyos b'tefua. When is the above true? That is true when there are different types of grains mixed together with different types of grains, or different types of kinyos mixed with different types of kinyos, or grain mixed with kinyos, or kinyos mixed with grain. These terminologies of grain and kinyos were defined in the previous parak. Aval zir oni gina shenis arev echad mehen b'tevua b'kinyos, regarding the other item mentioned in the previous parak, these seeds of garden seeds were mixed with either grain or kinyos. In that case, shurin echan me'esrim ba'arba mimash zorin bevesa me'oso hamit imnis arev besa shel tevua o kinyos lo yizra ad shemayit o yosef al tevua. With regards to these garden seeds, the amount which is considered significant is when there's 1/24th of what would normally be planted of that type of seed in an area which would have been necessary to plant a sa's worth of grain, which is, as the Rambam has explained elsewhere in Mishnah Torah, 50 amos by 50 amos. If that amount of this garden seed were mixed together with either a sa of grain or with a sa of kinyos, in that case, he is not allowed to plant it until he has either decreased the amount of these garden seeds or added to the grain. Halacha Dalet, Ketzad, I'm going to give us an actual example. Chardol shenis arev b'tevua, hari achardol zorin menu kav b'chol beis sa, imnis arev menu echad me'esrim b'arba min hakav b'sa shel tevua o shel kinyos chayv l'mayit. If mustard seeds can mix with grain, and normally 1 kav of mustard seed is the type that you would use to plant in an area which is large enough to plant a sa of grain. In other words, to say it more simply, 1 kav of mustard seed is planted in a 50 amos by 50 amos field. If 1/24th of a kav of mustard seed then is mixed with a sa of grain or of kinyos, in that case, he must decrease the amount of the mustard seed or to add on to the other type. V'cheinim haya min zeh mizer oni gina, zorn menu sasayin b'chol beis sa, imis ari menu chatzi kav b'chol sa shel tevua o shel kinyos yimayit. And in the same fashion, if whatever type of garden seed this was if it was normal to plant two sa, not just one kav, which is very small, but two sa, which is even more of this type of species, in an area where normally you'd plant one sa of grain. So again, two sa in this 50 amos by 50 amos. So in that case, if half a kav were to be mixed in with a sa of either grain or kinyos, then it also must be reduced. Halacha hei, lefikach, tefua shenis ari ba zera pishtan. Therefore, the Rambam tells us, if grain had become mixed with flax, flax seeds in specific, then if there's 3/4 of a kav for every sa of the grain, so in that case, it will be necessary to decrease the amount of the flax, and if there's less than that amount of 3/4 of a kav per every saw of grain, then you don't need to decrease it. Why? The Rambam explains, because generally, with regard to flax, in an area which would have been enough to plant a saw's worth of grain, once again, that's 50 amos by 50 amos, then it would be normal to use 3 saw of flax seeds to plant it. And the Rambam now concludes, Valderach zeh, misharen b'chol zeram acher. So too, after having given a few examples, with all other types of seeds. Halacha vav. V'med Rav Amurim, v'shalonis kavin l'arev, v'shalonis kavin l'zra, shnei minim, shnei arvu. A very important caveat now. This is all only true when the individual did not intend to mix these two species together, nor is he intending to plant them so that he will benefit from both types. Aval imnis kavin l'arev, zera b'zera acher, o l'zra, shnei minim, apilu haisa chita achas b'soch krishel se'orim, asur l'zara. If, however, somebody did intend to mix these two different seeds together, or once they had already been mixed, he intended to plant them with the purpose of having both this barley and this wheat grow from here, so then even if it's just a single wheat kernel amidst an entire heap of barley, it doesn't make a difference, it's forbidden to plant it. And so too in any similar case. Halacha Zayin. If somebody had planted his field with a particular species, and then when it begins to sprout, he sees that there's a mixture which would be forbidden. If the species that has snuck in there is 1 out of 24, in that case, this individual must uproot it, he must pick it, until he's decreased the amount to be below 1/24th, because of the impression that it will make in the eyes of others. Shemayomru kilayim zara bekavana, because people might come to say, oh, he intentionally planted kilayim. Bein shaya mina echad tzamach tefuah v'kines, betefuah v'kines. Was there any gina betefuah v'kines, was there any gina? This is true whether we're dealing with the species which had spread forth, being grain with grain, or grain with kinios, or kinios with kinios, or kinios with grain, or whether it was these garden seeds with grain, or with kinios, and with other types of zeronigina. V'im hayat zomeach pachos mikan, eino tzarech lamato. However, if it was less than 1/24th, then there's no need for him to decrease it. Halachas. V'maydor amurim, v'zman sheish makam achashad. This is all only true, that he must decrease it once it's grown all on its own, in a situation where there might be reason where people will actually think bad about him. Aval bizman shadavar marin she'ein zeh midaito shebal asada el me'alein alu ein mechayvin oso lamayit. However, if there's other circumstantial evidence which indicates that this individual did not intend to have these growing here, as much as they sprouted on their own, in that case, he's not required to have to decrease it. Halacha tes, ketzad, I'm going to illustrate what would that look like. Kegon tefuah she'alu ba sfichei istis, v'tilsan shezar lemachal adam she'alu ba minei asavim, shezeh mafzid hu, v'chein kol giyot b'zeh. For example, if you had a field of wheat and some indigo plant starts growing there, or if one had a field of fenugreek and some grass starts growing there, assuming that fenugreek was planted for the purpose of human consumption, otherwise it would not be an issue of kilayim. So in these cases, it's clear to everyone that the owner did not want this to happen because it actually damages the thing that he had planted. The wheat or the fenugreek would be ruined by the indigo or grass, respectively, and so too in any similar case. Halacha yud. Now, since the fenugreek must be planted for the purpose of human consumption, how will people know if it was planted for human consumption? The Rambam explains, people will know it was planted for human consumption if it was planted in a bunch of rows, and there's also a border surrounding it. Also, in a place where the person normally will pile up his grain heaps in order to thresh them, if other species come up in that area, then he's not required to have to uproot them. Why? Because it's obvious to everyone that he doesn't want anything to be growing in that spot. It needs to be nice and flat so they can properly thresh it. If, however, he removed some of them, then in that case, we insist he remove all of them. He uprooted everything except for one of the species, which, of course, you're allowed to have. Why? Because he's revealed that in picking some, but not all, then he wants the other ones to remain as they are, at which point, then, it is Gilayim. Halacha Yud Aleph. Ein notin yirakos besoch sedan shel shikama v'kiotiba. One is not allowed to plant vegetables inside of the stump of a tree. That, too, will count as grafting, which we saw in the previous paragraph is forbidden. Hatomin agudos lefes v'tznon, kiotiba tachas ilan, afilu tachas agefen, im hayu miktas ha'alen megulin, eno hoshesh, sharei eno rota v'sharasha san, v'im eno naguda, o shelo hayo ha'alen megulin, hoshesh mishom kilayim. If a person had a bundle of turnips or radishes or things that are similar, and he hides it under a tree, or even under a vine, if some of the leaves are sticking out, so then he doesn't have to worry about it being kilayim, since he didn't actually want these vegetables to take root, by dint of the fact that we see that they are actually revealed still. If, however, they were not tied in a bundle, or their leaves were not sticking out, so then he has to be concerned about kilayim. Halacha Yud Beis. Sada shayis zerua v'katra zera v'nishar ruha yikaren ba'aretz. Afal pi she'ein motzien tzemach el achar kama shanim lo yezorea ba'osa sada min acher ad sheyakor yikaren. If a field had been planted and then been harvested of a particular type of plant, and still remaining within the ground, though, were the roots from that plant, even though they're not going to produce more growth until a few years pass, nonetheless, the individual is not allowed to plant that field with a different species of plant until he uproots those roots which remain. Halacha Yud Gimel. Ha'isa sadeu zeruah chitim v'nimlach lezara sorim kodem shiyitzmehu achitim. If somebody had planted his field already with wheat, and then he changed his mind, he wanted to plant it barley, before the wheat began to sprout. Yamtun la ad sheyipastu hachitim v'yasliu ba'aretz kemo shlosha yamim im ha'isa sadeu rava. He needs to wait until the seed of the wheat, the kernels, begin to rot in the ground, which is about 3 days if his field was properly irrigated. And then afterwards, he overturns the field with a plow and then plants the other species. There's no need, the Rambam tells us, to overturn the field so well so that not even a single kernel of wheat remains. Rather, he can just plow his field as he normally would plow it before the rain has come, so that way it will end up being properly irrigated. Halach Yud Dalet. Tzemchu achitim v'achar kach nimlach lezara sorer. Yapoch v'achar kach yizra. If, however, the wheat had already begun to sprout, and then he changed his mind that he wanted to plant it as barley, then he has to turn over the field, and then he can plant it. If his animal was led into the field and ate up those growths, though, then it's permitted for him to go and plant the other species right away. Halacha Tezvav. On the first day of the month of Adar, Basin sends out proclamations reminding people about the prohibition of kilayim. And then every person goes out to his garden, to his field, and cleans it up from any kilayim. And then, on the 15th day of the month of Adar, the messengers of the Beis Din go out and investigate. They begin to circle around the different places to make sure that people have actually cleaned up their fields from kilayim. Halacha Tezayin. Barishona hayu okrin mashlichin v'hayu bali batim smechem sh'menachin l'hansidoseyem. Initially, the way things used to work was that these messengers of Basin would go and uproot any kilayim they found, and then throw them out of the field. And the owners of the field were very happy with this, because they would just be lax. They wouldn't actually uproot it themselves. The court agents would come around, find all these plans, uproot them on their behalf, and end up cleaning the field free of charge. Therefore, hiskinu shayu mafgirin es kol hasada shem shebokilayim. In order to prevent this, Beis Din enacted that they would have their agents go and declare as ownerless the entire field where kilayim would be found. Rambam now clarifies, though, of course, this is only where there was 1/24th of the field that was found to be kilayim. If it was less than that, then they would not touch the field. Halacha Yud Zayin, the final halacha in the parak. Beis Din's messengers then come back on Chol HaMoed Pesach in order to see if the crops that were late in ripening also had kilayim. Now, if indeed species of kilayim have begun to sprout, Beis Din doesn't wait at all. Instead, messengers will immediately declare the entire field to be ownerless if the species which has mixed in there is 1/24th of the other species. Have a wonderful day.